Alyssa Milano pushes Black Lives Matter effort to defund LAPD by 90%. By David Ng on July 6, 2020. Actress and far-left activist Alyssa Milano is attacking the union that represents rank-and-file members of the Los Angeles Police Department. The Hollywood star is also promoting an effort from Black Lives Matter activists called the People's Budget LA, which would defund the LAPD by 90%. Alyssa Milano tweeted her attack on the LA Police Protective League on Monday, smearing it as a narrow special interest group whose goal is to lobby politicians to protect the LAPD's budget and pensions. She also tweeted out the hashtag #ProtectPeopleNotPolice. The LAPL has been fighting with Mayor Eric Garcetti over his anti-police rhetoric and plans to defund the department in the wake of Black Lives Matter protests and riots. Garcetti called LAPD officers killers at a recent meeting with local Black leaders. The mayor has made good on this threat to defund the LAPD, with the city council voting last week to slash the department's budget by $150 million. But the amount isn't nearly enough for BLM activists who are pushing for even more drastic cuts. Leaders of Black Lives Matter LA have launched an alternate fiscal plan called the People's Budget LA that calls for the vast majority of LAPD funding to be redirected to community safety efforts and other initiatives. The People's Budget LA calls for the LAPD's budget to be reduced to a mere 1.64% of the city's general spending, down from 16.2% during the 2019-20 fiscal year. That would represent a 90% reduction in LAPD funding. Alyssa Milano is calling on her 3.7 million Twitter followers to sign a petition in support of the People's Budget LA. She also encouraged her followers to take part in a social media pressure campaign on Monday against the LA Police Protective League. The LAPL is a major obstacle to defunding the police and reimagining public safety. Our goal is to highlight this, organizers of Black Lives Matter LA said on the official site for the People's Budget LA. LAPD morale has plummeted in recent weeks following the Black Lives Matter protests and riots. The city has retroactively canceled the department's overtime pay while continuing to allow BLM protests to proceed despite the coronavirus pandemic. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.